As we approach the day that they will rededicate America to the Lord this Sunday, we take and pray Daniel's prayer that he prayed for his own people and replace it with our own for America. We pray to you, Lord God, and confess you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commandments. But we have sinned as a people and done wrong. We have rebelled against you and scorned your commands and regulations. We have refused to listen to you. Lord, you are in the right, but as you see, our faces are covered with shame. This is true of all of us, including all those who live in America from east to west, and even those temporarily living elsewhere in the world. O Lord, we are leaders, and all Americans who live before us are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. But you, Lord, our God, are merciful and forgiving. Even though we have rebelled against you, we have not obeyed the Lord our God, for we have not followed the instructions you gave us through spiritual leaders in your word. We've disobeyed your instructions and turned away, refusing to listen to your voice. So now the solemn curses and judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured down on us because of our sin. You have kept your word and done to us and our rulers exactly as you warned. Never has there been such division, lawlessness, and turmoil as has happened in our country. Every curse written against us in the law of Moses has come true. Yet we have refused to seek mercy from the Lord our God by turning from our sins and recognizing your truth. Therefore, you, Lord, have brought upon us the disasters you prepared. Lord, our God was right to do all these things, for we did not obey you. O Lord, our God, you brought lasting honor to your name by rescuing your people from multiple opposing nations in the past in a great display of power and even currently. But we have sinned and are full of wickedness. In view of all your faithful mercies, Lord, please turn your furious anger away from the USA. All the neighboring nations mock us and your people because of our sins and the sins of our ancestors. O our God, hear your servants' prayers. Listen as we plead. For your own sake, Lord, smile again on this country that was founded on prayer and your principles. O our God, lean down and listen to us. Open our eyes and see our despair. See how this country, the country that says one nation under God, needs revival. We make this plea not because we deserve help, but because of your mercy, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. For your own sake, do not delay. O our God, for your people and your country that rededicates it to you, in Jesus' name. And we pray for lasting fruit and generational impact for your purposes, that future generations would look back and see this is one of the salient points in our nation and a turning point for spiritual growth and honoring God as a nation. We will not hide from the children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders he has done, in Jesus' name.